I practice self-discipline through my promises. I practice self-discipline through my promises. What does it mean to practice self-discipline through my promises? How do I make promises to myself? How do I think about promises? How do I think about what is important for me? How do I think about practicing self-discipline? What does it mean to practice self-discipline? Am I really a good person to practice self-discipline? Am I really aware of what it means to do that? And unfortunately, I forget. Unfortunately, I go through life remembering and forgetting, remembering and forgetting, remembering and forgetting, because I am not yet self-disciplined. So now I practice self-discipline through my promises. Now, one promise I make to myself is that I like me. And when I say I like me, I am saying I am the kind of person that I would enjoy being with. I am the kind of person that I would enjoy having in my life. I am the kind of person that I just enjoy. Now, why do I like me? I like me because I'm a friendly person. I'm a happy person. I'm a joyous person. I'm a person that just finds everything in life to be fantastic and beautiful and good. And that's what it's all about. That's what life is all about. I like me. Now, I practice self-discipline through my promises, and one of my promises is that I like me. I say I like me again and again and again. I say I like me always in every beautiful way, in every magnificent way. I say I like me because I like me is a very important thing. You know. Do you say I like me? Does the rest of the world say I like me? That doesn't bother me. That's not my point. My point is, I like me. I like me, and I enjoy me. Now, kids and discipline, kids and animals have a pretty good hang up on what people are. And when children love people, then you can be sure that people are pretty lovable. When animals love people, you can be sure that people are pretty lovable. But some people are not lovable, and some people are not lovable, and their animals still love them. And that's because they are one with their animals. They are one with the animal that loves them. And so the animal loves them. Now, if some other person were to come along and spend as much time loving the animal as you do, then that animal would love them too. But that's a matter of self-discipline. It's a matter of following through on your promises. Do you feel low sometimes? Can you say, I am enthusiastic about life, I'm happy about life, I'm enjoying life to its fullest? Can you say that when you're feeling low? When you're feeling sad or you're feeling that things are not just going perfectly for you in your world, can you say, I am enthusiastic about life, I love it, I love it, I love it? And you say, well, that's being facetious, that's lying to yourself. And I say, no, that's not. That is putting the right cause in motion. When your car is going down the road and you are driving at, say, 30 miles an hour, and then you get out on the highway and you put your foot down on the accelerator and the car is now going 65 or 70 miles an hour and you're zipping right along and you're doing just beautifully. And then you're ready to turn off the road, so you slow down. And as you slow down, then you make your turn. And then you see you're on a dirt road, and the dirt road doesn't really invite going any faster than, say, 25 miles an hour or even 20. And so you slow down. And you don't mind. You are totally in charge of how that vehicle responds to the highway or the road that you're driving on. And you give it gas or you give it less gas. You take care of it in a beautiful, wonderful way. Now, this is all a matter of practicing self-discipline through your promises. Do you want to be bounced all over the road? Well, then you drive more cautiously. Is the road nice and paved and inviting beautiful speed? Then you drive faster. And you drive faster according to what the road is. But then, if the road is slippery, and if the road is filled with rain and filled with ice and sleet and snow, then again, you drive differently. You drive slower, and you drive more cautiously. And while you're driving this way, this is your choice. You're self-discipline yourself through your promises. I will drive so that I will feel comfortable at all times. I will drive so that my car will take me where I want to go, and it will be a happy journey that I'm on. I practice self-discipline through my promises, and I'm enthusiastic about life, and I handle myself perfectly. Now, I'm a good creator, and I create everything in my world to be a reflection of what it is that I want and what I'm saying in my promises. Now, what am I saying in my promises? In my promises, am I saying, I like me? Now, when I like me, do I treat myself in such a way that I do not harm myself? Do I treat myself in such a way that I drive my car so that it's a comfortable, wonderful, safe journey? Do I do everything that I can and that I know how to do? Do I do everything to make my experience in life wonderful and fulfilling? Then I follow through my principles. I follow through on my promises. I follow through on my self-discipline because I am in charge. Now, are you a good creator? You can be. You can create everything beautiful by your word at any moment. And you say to yourself, all is in divine order. All is in peace. All is in beauty, all is in harmony, all is in love. And you say that again and again and again. And as you say that, then that's the experience you have. Now, when you say to yourself, I am the ideal chauffeur, you're making a promise to yourself, and you're practicing self-discipline through that promise. And as you say, I am the ideal chauffeur, your shoulders go back, you sit up more comfortably, you're driving alert and aware. You're not being tense, you're being relaxed. You're being one with your car, one with your driving, one with the road, one with the experience that you're having, and you feel just glorious. You feel just wonderful. You're saying, I am the ideal chauffeur. Now, how does the ideal chauffeur act? Does he love his car? Does he love his job? Has he taken a professional license so he can drive as a chauffeur? Does he do all the things that are right and good to do? And does he drive carelessly? If he does, he'll lose his chauffeur's license, and he'll certainly lose his job as a chauffeur. Now, if you're the ideal chauffeur, you do everything harmoniously and beautifully and wonderfully, and you practice self-discipline through your promises of saying, I am the ideal chauffeur, and I drive beautifully, wonderfully, positively, gloriously, now and always. I am the ideal chauffeur. I live in my ideal body. Can you say that? I live in my ideal body. Can you say that? And can you keep on saying that? Was the ideal chauffeur always an ideal chauffeur? Sure. Had he needed to perfect his art of being an ideal chauffeur? By saying to himself, I am the ideal chauffeur. And as he says this and says this and says this and disciplines himself, then that is the reality of his experience. And I live in my ideal body. How wonderful that is. And how powerful that is. And how wonderful and magnificent that is to fulfill every desire of your heart and every desire of your life and every desire that you have. And when you do that, you feel so good. You feel so fulfilled. Then you truly do say, I am divine. And I practice self-discipline through my promises. And my promise is, I am divine. Ha ha! What a wonderful way to be. What a wonderful way to live. Saying, I am divine. Wow. And could anything be more wonderful than to say that you're divine? Could anything be more wonderful than to say that you are the living example of everything that's beautiful and good? That you are the living example of all that's lovely and all that's fantastic? Can you say that? Then live it and enjoy it. And as you live it And as you enjoy it, know that this is who you really are. I practice self-discipline through my promises, and I am divine. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful and how beautiful that is.